by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله viewers of Mother Channel welcome to Arise and Shine inshallah again today we've got an interesting topic a topic that really something that we should all be concerned about. Yeah, it's a concern that we should all have, and we'll see if we have that concern first and foremost, and then we'll see how we can develop that concern inside us and how we can resolve that concern as well. Yeah, a bit confusing? Stay tuned inshallah and I'll explain a little bit later on. But before we begin, we always give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that when a true believer recites Salat one time upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with 10 virtues, forgives 10 of his sins, and raises his status by 10 times. This is equal to setting 10 slaves free. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, by reading Durood-e Pak just once, Allahu Akbar, you will get 10 blessings, 10 virtues. Ten of your sins will be forgiven. And your status will be risen by 10 times, which will be equivalent to setting free 10 slaves. So viewers of Mother Channel, one of the reasons why we keep on telling you the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak is so that you become habitual in reciting Durood-e Pak. So please make an intention. And so viewers of Mother Channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. It doesn't take long and it should be part of your daily routine. You don't have to set time aside just for reciting Durood-e Pak. What you can do is you can be when you're traveling to work, make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. Whilst you're waiting for customers, make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. Whilst you're doing a certain act during the day, if the sister's at home, whilst you're washing the dishes, recite Durood-e Pak. Whilst you're cooking, recite Durood-e Pak. Whilst you're hoovering, recite Durood-e Pak. Whatever you are doing, use that time. Because the human being can multitask. We can multitask. We can be doing things with our hands and our tongue can also be doing things as well. So multitask, viewers of Mother Channel. Do your daily chores, but at the same time, recite Durood-e Pak. Viewers of Mother Channel, if you watch Rise and Shine, you know that at the beginning of every program, we give you a blessing of Durood-e Pak, but we also start with listening to the daily Talawat of the Quran. So let's listen to the Talawat of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله جب 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 سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make a habit every day of listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, just a few minutes in the daily routine, inshallah azawajal, the blessings inshallah will be there to be seen. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and before I introduce the topic, I want to ask you a question. What do you want to achieve in this dunya? What are your aims? What do you want to achieve in the sense that, is it something that you want to have a huge business? Maybe you want to, you know, get a certain luxury car or sports car, or maybe you want to have a big house. Maybe you want to be a successful businessman. Maybe you want to, if you're young and you're in your teens now, 18, 19, 20, you want to get a good education, a good job. You want to be a person that's known within the society. Maybe you want to go into a field where you want to be famous. Ask yourself, what do you want to achieve in this world? And inshallah, we'll talk about this after we listen to the Daily Kalam. So let's listen to the Daily Kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aisa tujhe khaliq ne taradar bana. تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار سرکار کی خاطر کونین کی خاطر تمہیں سرکار بنایا کونین کی خاطر تمہیں سرکار بنایا اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے کنجی تمہیں دی اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے محبوب کیا مالک و مختار بنایا 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 ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا بے یار مددگار جینے کو مددگار بنایا ان کے لب رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے ان کے لب رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے پتھر حسن لال پرنوار بنایا پتھر میں حسن لال پرنوار بنایا ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرحدار بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. And just before the Kalam, we asked you a question. What do you want to achieve in this world? And maybe you wanted to get a good education. Maybe you want to get a good job. Maybe you want status in this dunya. Maybe you want people to look up to you. Maybe you want to be rich. Maybe you want to, you know, you've got that dream car that you've always wanted to have. Maybe you've seen a house and you think, you know, one day I'm going to have a house like that. If not that house, I'm going to have a house like that. And maybe these are the things that you want to do. But if you're on the channel, how many of us thought that a certain, think to yourself, were you honest with yourself as well? Because maybe afterwards you thought, you know what? He's asking a question because we're watching an Islamic program now. So it's going to have something to do with Islam. But be honest with yourself. When the question was posed, what immediately came to your mind? Did immediately come to your mind that in this dunya, I want to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? In your mind, did it immediately come that I want to attain paradise? In your mind, did it immediately come that I want to live my life according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Now be honest with yourselves. And if we are honest with ourselves, then maybe, yes, when we paused and we thought about it and we said, well, yeah, he's asking this question, so there's got to be an Islamic reason behind it. So yes, he'll want an Islamic answer, so this will be the answer. If it wasn't, if it was something that was there and it was just random and it came to you, how many of us would give the answer? And sorry to say, I think very few of us would. Because our priorities are not to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our priorities is this dunya. This dunya is our priority. This is where we are living. This is why we want to attain this and we want to achieve all of this. And I've got a beautiful example that I want to read out to you. It is stated, in Aqaidu al-Nasiyati, there are 56 speeches in this book. And on page 256, it is stated that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ahmad Mufid, Ramatullahi ta'ala, he said that I heard that Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, Ramatullahi ta'ala, saying that I was sleeping in the presence of Sayyidina Siri Sakhti, Ramatullahi ta'ala. Now these, just three names we mentioned, these again are our heritage. These are our pious predecessors and we need to learn about them. He said, I was sleeping in his presence and he woke up and he said to me, O Junaid, I saw myself as if I'm standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it was said to me, O Siri Sakhti, when I created the creation, all of them claimed to be my devoted lovers. However, after I created the world, then 90% of them chose the world and its pleasures and they turned away from me. Allahu Akbar. Then I created Jannat and displayed it to the remaining ones. and 90% of them diverted their attention towards attaining Jannah. Then I created the slightest of hardship and misfortune. And from the remaining, 90% forgot me because of the calamities. And Allah Azawajal says that I asked the people who remained in their end, O my devotees, you have neither longed after the pleasures of the world, nor have you demanded Jannah, and nor have you been distracted by the hardships and calamities. What then do you want? And they humbly responded, O Creator of the world, our aim and mission is to seek your love, and we will not give up despite you placing calamities upon us. I then said, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to these people, I will put such difficulties upon you that even mountains would not be able to bear them. And upon them they humbly said, O our beloved Rabb Azza wa Jalla, why not? You have all the powers and absolute authority. You can test any of us by putting those into any troubles and misfortunes. Then it was said, O Siri Sakhti, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, these are the true and chosen believers who are my beloved bondsmen. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madhichan, just to sum up though, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla created the dunya, everybody, you know, 90% of the people that created it, they went after the dunya. And then when Jannat was created, out of that 90%, and 90% went after paradise. But then, when misfortunes were created, then people forgot Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there was only a small percentage of people that were left. And those were the people that when they were asked, why is it that you're not running after this dunya? Why is it that you're not running after Jannat? Why are you not upset or stressed by the fact that these problems are befalling you? And they said that our only aim is to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And viewers on the channel, today we're going to talk a little bit about this, about how to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we see that from the righteous people always remain patient, and they always expressed their gratitude in all circumstances, and they always remained obedient to His will, and they never uttered a single word of complaint. These people are the beloved ones, viewers of Malaysia. And we should also develop the habit of having patience upon difficulties to seek the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what we should try and do. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, and I give you the translation of Kanzul Iman, Surah Baqarah, verse 165. Surah Baqarah is the second surah of the Quran. It's very easy for you to find. So please go away and read this ayat of the Quran, Surah Baqarah, ayat 165. And the believers do not love anybody with love equal to the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Malaysia, I'm going to give you the tafsir of this that's written in Siratul Jinan, volume 1, page 264. But before I do that, viewers of Malaysia, I want to, you know, I mentioned this Siratul Jinan. What is Siratul Jinan? I've mentioned it a few times. Siratul Jinan is a tafsir that's been written in the Quran. And I just want to mention some of its virtues. And I'm mentioning it with the intention that hopefully you realize what an important book this is that you should have in your household. You realize what a book of treasury is, and that you'll try and get this book. You can download the book on www.dawatislami.net. Download this book or purchase this book and read this book. In the commentary, Siratul Jinan, two translations of every verse have been included. One from Kanzul Iman of Ala Hazrat, and the second is a simple Urdu one known as Kanzul Irfan, which is mostly derived from Kanzul Iman. In the commentary of Siratul Jinan, reliable Islamic scholars have been derived kalam from old and new commentaries and written and other Islamic branches of knowledge. In particular, a large number of books were used that were written by Allah Hazrat have been presented in a simple manner. Siratul Jinan is not something that's too complicated or not too easy. To some of viewers on the channel, I remember, and there's many, many virtues I can give you about this book. I remember meeting a scholar, and this scholar was quite aged. And this scholar was somebody that he himself had spent 23 years in a madrasa learning. He said, nowadays you do your darsi nizami in 6 years, 7 years, and people complain it's too long. He said, I spent 23 years in a madrasa simply learning before I even started teaching. And he said to me that when I read Siratul Jinan was not something that, you know, he said, a lot of people that do the tafsir of the Quran nowadays, all they do is they cut and paste and copy and paste and put it in there. And he said, because it was written by Mufti Qasim, he said that this young man, he said he's put a lot of effort into this. This young man, what he has done is amazing. And he said, we should try. And he advised me as well. He said, beta, you should try and read this book. So this is the Siratul Jinan. So please download it, buy it, and get it in every household. With regards to the ayat of the Quran that we mentioned, and the translation is, and the believers do not love anybody with a love equal to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this Siratul Jinan, it says that the beloved bondsmen, the bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, love Allah Azza wa Jal more than all the creatures. To live and die in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes the aim of their lives. All the following acts should, as such as preferring the will of Allah Azza wa Jal to every pleasure, instead of sleeping in soft beds, performing sajda to Allah Azza wa Jal, weeping in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, being worried for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, performing qiyam in the long winter nights and fasting in the long summer days, having love and enmity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, giving someone something and stopping giving someone something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, being thankful for his blessings, being patient upon distress, trusting Allah Azza wa Jal in every circumstance, leaving every affair of yours to Allah Azza wa Jal, being ready all the time to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar, having no love for others, having love for the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal and hatred for the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal, having devotion to the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing true devotion to the most beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal heartedly by the recitation of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, getting close to the closest believers of Allah Azza wa Jal, loving them, having their company for developing further the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, respecting them, considering the reverence for Allah Azza wa Jal, and hundreds of acts other than them as such, which are the evidence and requisite for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, such beautiful Madani pearls, such beautiful tips. And if we were to look at every single line of that, you know, then we could do a whole series on Madani Channel with every single line of that commentary of the Quran. And that's why I said to you, viewers of Madani Channel, that please try and read Siratul Jinan. If you read it and understand it and listen to these things, then hopefully it'll have an effect on you. Hopefully you'll realize that, you know, these are the things that I need to do. This is how I need to mold my life. These are the changes I need to make so that Allah Azza wa Jal becomes pleased with me. These are the changes that I need to make, that if I make these changes, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will attain paradise. And surely that must be the aim of every Muslim. I remember recently on social media, someone writing, and he said that, you know, when you fast for the whole day, and maybe 18 hours, 19 hours, 20 hours, some people around the world are fasting 20 hours. Some people are fasting in those countries where it's very, very hot. You know, here in the UK, I personally prefer fasting here in the UK to Pakistan. You know, when you're here in the UK, although the fast may be long, it may be like, you know, 19, 20 hours, and it's a long fast. However, you know, when you're fasting in them hot countries, you know, when you're fasting in the Indian subcontinent, in Asia, if you're in the Arab Emirates, in these sort of places, where you're fasting there, and the heat, the intensity of the heat of Africa in some places, you know, when you, all day, your mouth is dry, it's very, very thirsty. But this person he wrote, and it hit me and made me think about it. He said that no matter how hard the fast is, no matter how much you struggle, that, you know, you may struggle, you may feel pain during the day, your stomach may be hurting, you may be sweating, you may be thirsty, your throat may be dry, you're struggling to speak. And he said that, you know, after opening the fast, within a few minutes of drinking water, within a few minutes of having something to eat, all of that pain that you suffered throughout the whole of the day, you forget it. It's gone. All of that suffering's gone. All of the hardship's gone. No matter how hot the day was, if it's in the blistering heat, you know, you'll drink 4 or 5 glasses of water and then you'll feel at ease. You'll feel better. You'll feel happy. You'll feel relaxed. And the person, he wrote that, you know, the pain of fasting the whole day is gone within a few minutes. That hardship is gone within a few minutes and you forget about it. The hardship that you face in the dunya, the problems that you face in this dunya, within a few moments of inshallah Azza wa Jal being in paradise, you forget of all about it. These hardships that you're facing now, they are nothing compared to the pleasure that you will achieve within a few moments of entering paradise. Once you've entered paradise, all these hardships that you face throughout the dunya, all the problems that you face throughout the dunya, whilst you're here, whilst you're living, you have these regrets. You think to yourself, oh, I'm 50 years of age now. You know, if I'd done this when I was 30, you know, I could have had this now. If I'd done this when I was 40, I could have had this now. Oh, if only I'd done this. Oh, if only I'd done that. Maybe I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that. And if I'd done this, then I could have had this and I could have had that. And all of these regrets, as you get older, people start having regrets. Yeah, and they start thinking to say, oh, I should have done this, I've wasted my life. Viewers of Madinah Channel, number one, if you're fortunate to enter paradise, yeah, you'll have no regrets. No regrets whatsoever. You'll have no regrets. And at the same time, the regrets that we should have, I'll give you some of the regrets that we should have. Our regrets should not be that, you know, or, you know, if I'd done that degree, then, you know, nowadays that the doctors are making such and such salary and I could have been a doctor today. If I'd at that time, you know, got into the computer business, then people are millionaires now. If I'd got into the dot-com business, then I could have been like all the other rich dot-com businesses. If I'd have done that, if I'd have done that, if I'd have done that, then I could have done that. Viewers of Mother Channel, I'll give you some regrets that you should have. Do you have the regrets that when you were 16, 17, 18, and you're spending all that time playing sports and you weren't reading your namaz, do you regret that time? Say, Allah, I wish that time I had a madani mindset and I read my namaz 5 times a day. Do you regret that time that you were studying in university and college and you were away from home for 4 years, and instead of spending that time spreading the deen, learning the deen and spreading the deen, because you know you're in that environment where you're meeting a lot of people, and when you are meeting a lot of people, you can talk to a lot of people. Do you have that regret that during that time you didn't spread the deen or you didn't learn the deen? What you did was instead was you played pool and snooker, or you went to the gym, there was a gym available there, and you got yourself fit. Is that what you did? Do you have them regrets? Do you have them regrets that during that time where you were healthy, where you were strong, that you were financially capable, that you did not perform the Hajj? Do you have them regrets? Do you have them regrets that whilst you were physically capable and whilst you were financially capable and whilst time permitted it and you didn't have these worldly responsibilities, you sat in the itikaf every year for 10 days. Did you do this? These are the regrets that we should have, viewers of Madinah Channel. These are the regrets that we should have. We should not regret all those things that I just mentioned before, but these are the regrets that we should have. And whatever hardship you face in this dunya, viewers of Madinah Channel, when you enter, Allahu Akbar, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that all the Muslims around the world enter into paradise. Viewers of Madinah Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And Alhamdulillah, we have a daily reminder. And again, what are the daily reminders? The daily reminders are similar to what we are doing now. We're trying to make us think. We're trying to make us reflect. We're trying to make us make a change. So that inshallah, whatever we do, whatever topic we are talking about, the ultimate aim of every single topic that we are talking about is to learn something, to change something in our lives so that we can ultimately attain the pleasure of Allah and attain paradise. Let's listen to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, what we have to see is what does actually drugs do to a person. There are two kinds of drugs. That is one which is medically given to you via a pharmacy. And then there is another drug which is illegal. So the ones that we are actually going to be looking at is illegal drugs, which kills people. Not straight away, but very, very slowly. My dear brothers of Madinah Channel, I am reaching out to you just to explain. Would you like your child to be taking drugs by somebody supplying him drugs? Then if not, then why are we doing this? Why is it that we are doing this to other parents' children? We shouldn't be doing this. It is wrong. There are many, many, many people that have ended up in psychiatric wards because of drugs. There are many, many people who have ended up in prison because of drugs. There are many, many people who have died because of drugs. There are those people whose lives have been ruined because of drugs. Even if you do not take drugs, but you sell drugs, how many lives have you ruined? How many people you sold that little piece to is going to take that and get addicted, and then he'll want more. He'll pester his parents for more money and more money and more money. Why? Because he just wants this fix. Dear Islamic brothers, it is absolutely imperative and crucial that we understand that drugs is a no-go area. And for those brothers that sell drugs, would you like your own child to be taking drugs? No. So why do you do it, or why do we do it to others? We shouldn't. Drugs is a killer. And you, if you're selling it, and you are the one who is using that killer and giving it to somebody, it needs to stop. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, we're talking about attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there's a beautiful hadith that I want to narrate to you. It is written in Allah Walayon Ki Baatein. Is a blessed hadith, having heard, it said here, that having heard which the sinners will be relieved and the righteous people will be frightened. After listening to this blessed hadith, it will be learnt as how to those who love Allah Azza wa Jal spend their lives. The beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to Sayyidina Dawood Alayhi Salaam. O Dawood Alayhi Salaam, give good news to sinners and frighten the Siddiqeen. Sayyidina Dawood al-Islam was astonished about it. So he humbly said, Ya Rabb Azza wa Jal, what good news should I give to the sinners and I should tell the Siddiqeen, frightening them? Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Dawood al-Islam, give this good news to the sinners that no sin is bigger than my forgiveness. And tell the Siddiqeen, the frightening thing, that they should not be pleased with their good deeds, because whoever I account for my blessings will be ruined. O Dawood alayhi salam, if you want to love me, so dispel the love of the world from the heart, because the love for me and the world cannot gather in one heart. O Dawood alayhi salam, whoever loves me offers tahajjud at night. For me while people are sleeping, he remembers me in loneliness. When heedless people remember heedless of my remembrance, he thanks me for my blessings. Whereas those who forget remain heedless of me. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madrid Channel, there's a message there for all of us. There's a message there for all of us that no matter how many sins we have committed, you should never give up. You should never give up, and you should repent and seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the same time, no matter how many good deeds that you have done, never ever think that what I've done is enough. Never ever think that I'm guaranteed paradise. There's no such thing. There's no organization around the world. There's nobody around the world that will give you, you know, there's people that will give you a visa that will allow you to enter into a certain country. There are people that will give you a passport, and with this passport you can go anywhere around the world. But there's nowhere that you can get a visa or a passport to enter paradise. And so never ever think that I have done enough. But at the same time, viewers of Brother Channel, I want to reflect on the fact that we should also never think down about those people that haven't, you know, that are living the life of sin. You know, we shouldn't look down on them. You know, I remember someone beautifully saying to me once, hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. Hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. Hate the fact that you know, the sin that he's committing adultery, he's drinking alcohol, he's gambling, he's swearing, he's lying, he's cheating. Then those are the things that you hate, but don't hate that person. You know, and never give up on that person. And some people have this unfortunate attitude that they say that, you know, this person, oh, forget him, he can never sort himself out. You know, he's doomed, that person. We should never say that. One, we do not know, you know, we do not know the hidden plan of Allah. Two, we do not know that what good deed he might have done. You know, because our deeds, we don't put on all our good deeds on social media. Not everybody does that. Not everybody tells everybody what they've done. So maybe he has done a good deed that you don't know about. And maybe that good deed will be accepted more than all of your ibadat. I remember once that there was in a masjid, and the Imam Sahib, after the namaz, he made a speech, a very short speech. He gave a short dars. And he said, who is the most pious person amongst us? Do you know who is the most pious person amongst us? And the congregation, they were shocked at this question. And he said, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows who is the most pious person amongst us. Maybe that person that rushed into the masjid last minute, yeah, and he read his namaz with jamaat, and after the jamaat he quickly read his sunnats and his nafals, and he ran out to the masjid to earn an halal livelihood. Maybe he is the most pious person amongst us. So never think that you are the most pious of all. I remember there was an incident that I'd like to share with you, viewers of Money Channel. There was an incident once in a place, and I'm not going to mention the place. There was a person, he was known to be someone that, you know, was constantly drunk. He was an alcoholic, and the whole town, the city in fact, knew that such and such person, he was an alcoholic, and people stayed away from him. And they didn't want to be associated with him because most of the time he was drunk, you know, and the other time he didn't really talk nicely to people. But there was a mubalik who never gave up on him. There was a mubalik that whenever he met him, he would invite him to the weekly shtama. He would invite him to the masjid. He would do nikiki dawat on him, try and convince him to sort himself out. Talk about the virtues of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Talk about the fact that no matter what sins you have committed, you can repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one day he met him on a Friday morning, he met him. And he said to him, brother, you know, today is Jummah. Jummah is a blessed day. Yeah. Today, why don't you come? Why don't you come to the masjid? Yeah, and perform the Salatul Jummah with all the other Muslims. You'll meet everybody there. Be good for you to come, inshallah. And he was trying to entice him and, you know, tell him to come to the masjid. And this person, something happened to him. Yeah, something happened to him. And he said, you know what? Okay, I'll come with you. Tiga, okay. I'll come with you for the Jummah. Yeah, why not? I'll do it today. Yeah. And so the mubalik, he was happy. Yeah. But he said, you know what? I need to go home first. You know, my clothes are very, very dirty. Yeah. I'll go home. I'll have a shower. Yeah. I'll get clean clothes on and I'll meet you at the masjid. And the mubalik thought to himself, you know what? You know, so many people say, yeah, I'll come, but they never come. Yeah. But I'm gonna persist with this. And he said, you know what, brother? I'll take you home. Yeah. I'll take you home. You have a shower. You change your clothes and then we'll go to the masjid together and I'll wait for you, inshallah. He wanted to make sure that he went to perform Salatul Jummah. So he goes to his house. The person has a shower. He changes his clothes and they come to the masjid. And the person said to us later on that this person, he just performed wusul. He was in a state of wuzu. He was wearing nice, clean clothes. He'd made the intention to perform Salatul Jummah. And he took a few steps inside the masjid. And he had a heart attack and he died there. Allahu Akbar. You know, viewers of Mother Channel, it is in our destiny when we are going to die. It is in our destiny that how we are going to die and where we are going to deny. But just think, if that brother had given up on him, yeah, and said, forget him, I'm not going to do this, then what would have happened? So viewers of Malaysia, never give up on anybody. Never ever think to yourself that this person, he is beyond repentance. There is no such thing as beyond repentance. There is no such thing. The limits of the doors of mercy are great. No matter what sin you have committed, we are told here that no matter what sin you have committed, you can still seek repentance. So viewers of Mother and Gentlemen, if you're watching this program now, don't despair. Don't think to yourself that, you know, okay, he's giving me some good advice, but the sins that I've committed, brother, there are so many sins. We've all committed so many sins, viewers. But the doors of mercy are open for us, and we need to sincerely repent. And we're told that those people that are fortunate that they can shed a tear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla whilst thinking about the sins and seeking repentance for their sins, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, not only will the sins be forgiven, but inshallah Azza wa Jalla, they'll attain the blessings and the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Don't waste these days and repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and every day we have a daily hadith, the hadith of the day. So let's go to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala an أن رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه has narrated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, the strong man is not the one who can wrestle, rather the strong man is the one who can control himself when he is in a rage of fit, when he is angry. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt this is a very testing moment when one becomes angry, especially for those who become easily provoked and tend to get angry over small things. But through practice and patience, one is eventually able to control his anger. We will have heard many ways and techniques and strategies how to dispel anger, but today I bring you another beautiful tactic to keep ourselves controlled and composed in the state of anger. And that is by remembering the instruction, remembering the advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful and simple advice it is, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be advised. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, advise me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La taghdab, do not become angry. So the man, he asked the question again and again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept replying, La taghdab, La taghdab, do not get angry, do not become furious. Subhanallah, if only this advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to our mind when we are also angry, then surely it will aid us in putting off our anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to always safeguard ourselves from committing sins. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and today we're talking about how to obtain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And, you know, we can only obtain it if we know how to obtain it. And one of the most important ways to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is to have the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Imran, verse 31, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, proclaim, O mankind, if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, follow me. Yani the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, proclaim, O mankind, if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, follow me. Allah Azza wa Jal will love you and he will forgive you your sins. And Allah Azza wa Jal is all forgiving and most merciful. Allahu Akbar. From this verse, viewers of Madhi Channel, it can be learned that the claim of a loving Allah Azza wa Jal can be only true when we obey the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And with regards to this beautiful verse of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated, and I'll read this views of Mother Channel. He says, O the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, you tell the people that who claim to love me without your wasila, or those who considering themselves the beloved of their Rabb want to be independent of you, or those who want to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal by other sources rather than through your obedience, make this announcement to all of them that if you want to love Allah Azza wa Jal, so neither compete with me nor claim to be of my equal, nor go ahead of me, rather being a slave, follow me. Follow me in your sayings, actions, deeds, in short, in every walk of life, and become totally absorbed in me. Then things will be contrary. The Rabb will make you his beloved, and whatever you will, he will do. Besides this, he will forgive all of your sins, because Allah Azza wa Jal is very forgiving and the most merciful. You enable yourself to have the forgiveness and merciful, then get its pleasure. Viewers of Madani Channel, another simple recipe for success in this dunya. Love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't just love him, follow him. Love, what is love? What is love? I'll give you an example. That if a child, you know, tells the world, tells everybody, you know, I love my mom. I love my mom. I really, really love her. Yeah. And he puts a banner up and he has a banner in his car and he said, I love my mom. Yeah. And he walked down the street every now and then. He says, I love my mom. I love my mom. I love my mom. Yeah. But his mom says to him, Beta, can you go to the shop and get some milk and bread? Mom, too busy. Okay. Beta, can you not do that, please? You shouldn't be doing that. Mom, why should I listen to you? Okay. Beta, can you please do this for me? No, Mom, I'm too busy. I'm on my, you know, PC laptop. I'm busy today. And he goes further, doesn't listen to his mom, doesn't, whatever his mom asks him to do, he doesn't listen to, he's constantly disobeying his mother. What would you say about that person when he walks down the street and says, I love my mom? What would you say about that person? You say, that person, he doesn't love his mom. Yeah, it's just lip service. He says he loves his mom, but whenever his mom asks him to do something, he never listens to him. Whenever his mom asks him, tells him not to go somewhere, he doesn't listen to him. Whenever his mom says, do this, he doesn't listen. Whenever his mom says, do that, he doesn't listen. In fact, he's disrespecting his mother by doing all these things. He's not showing love. By the fact that he's disobeying his mother, yeah, he's disrespecting his mother. Viewers of Mother Channel, ask yourself the question, do we love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam? Or are we like that son that makes the announcement, you know, that I love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, yeah, but doesn't do anything, doesn't live his life according to the Quran and the Sunnah, doesn't listen to what the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, does not try and adopt the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life, does not try and follow these things. How is it possible, viewers of Mother Channel, yeah, in the same way that we would say about this child, yeah, that this child does not love his mother, how is it possible that we can claim to love the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when we're not only not following him, we're disobeying him? We're not listening to any of his commands. We're not following him. We're not observing his sunnah. We don't even know anything about him. You know, to love someone, you need to know someone. What do we know about the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do we know how he lived his life? Do we know the sacrifices he made for us? Do we know the du'as that he made for us? Viewers of Madani Channel, you know, we need to make a change that if you claim to love, then you need to really love. And love is not just once a year with a banner walking down the streets, once a year making announcements on loudspeakers, once a year for a whole month you go to these gatherings and you recite the naats. That is not enough. No. Love can be achieved by, love needs to be achieved by so much more. And if you look at the true lovers, if you look at Amir al-Sunnah, look at how he has lived his life. Watch Madani Channel and you see that every single act of his, he'll try his utmost best to do it within the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll do it by trying to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will do his utmost best not to do anything that is contrary to the teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he is in any doubt, if he has any doubt, he has the scholars around him to guide him and say, look, please advise me on this. He will not do anything with making sure that, is this what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants? Is this the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Is this following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, we need to learn this. And if you watch Madani channel, you inshallah learn those things that are the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you come to the weekly ishtamaz of Dawat Islami, where the talks take place and the study circles take place, at the end of every gathering there is a study circle in which the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught. If you travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla for 3 days, think to yourself, viewers of Madani channel, if you watch TV for 15 minutes on Madani channel, you learn something. Inshallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you learn something. But just think, if you spent 3 days in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how much will you learn? So make an intention that I'm going to change, that I'm going to learn. I'm not only going to, am I going to learn, I'm going to act upon it as well. I'm going to act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm going to make that intention and I'm going to start today. Yes, today. Today is the day to start. Not next Friday. Don't wait for Jumu'at al-Wida and say, oh yeah, on Jumu'at al-Wida, I'm going to sort myself out. No. Today. Today is the day. You know, Muslims only have 3 days in their life. Yes, you only have 3 days. You have yesterday, you have today, and you have tomorrow. 3 days. Yes. Yesterday. Gone. Nothing you can do about yesterday. What has happened has happened. All you can do is repent for the sins that you have committed and hopefully do dua that whatever good deeds you have done, may Allah Azza wa Jalla accept them. Tomorrow, give me a guarantee. Can you give me a guarantee? Can you give me a guarantee that I'm going to see tomorrow? No. Nobody can give that guarantee. Nobody can give that guarantee. The only day that you have, viewers of Madani channel, is today. Today is the day that I need to make a change. Today is the day that I need to sort myself out. Today is the day that I'm going to start following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today is the day that I'm going to start adopting the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is the day I'm going to make the intention that I'm not going to miss my namaz from now on. I'm going to do those acts and act upon the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are the sunnahs? I'm going to learn the sunnahs. I'm going to read the books. I'm going to read Fizan al-Sunnah. I'm going to find out all the sunnahs. And whenever I find out about any single sunnah, I make the intention today that I will do my best to try and act upon those sunnahs. Viewers of Madani channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And today we are talking about those things that can attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's narrated that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala has stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, whoever causes pain to a saint, I declare war with him. A bondsman seeks closeness to me most through the faride, the obligatory acts, and he continues to gain closeness to me by means of Dawafu Salah until I start to love him. When I make my bondsman my beloved, I become his ear through which he hears. I become his eye through which he sees. I become his hand through which he holds. And I become his leg through which he walks. Then if he begs me, I bestow upon him. And if he seeks my protection, I grant him protection. Allahu Akbar. Regarding this beautiful hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, this line doesn't mean that Allah Azza wa Jalla enters the body of a saint as fire into a coal or color or smell into a flower, as Allah Azza wa Jalla is free of entering anything, anybody. And this belief is kufr. It has some meanings. One of them is that those parts of the saint's body do not commit sins, always perform good deeds. Worship becomes easy for him. That is to say, I'm making him perform all acts of worship. Or it means that the person then does not use these body parts for the world and only uses them for Allah Azza wa Jal. He sees me in everything. He hears me in every voice. It means that that person becomes fanafillah, that by which divine power is working his body parts, and he performs those deeds which beyond comprehension. These are the things that if a person changes, he becomes within, you know, he just becomes part of this, and he just, every part of his body becomes part in love of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if only we can do this. You know, the saints, they had these attributes that they could, they had the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, in that sense that they could, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed powers upon them. Sitting in Kinan, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, he smelt the fragrance of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's kameez that was on the way from Egypt. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the voice of an ant from the distance of 3 miles. Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhai brought the throne of Bilqis from Yemen to Egypt prior to the wink of an eye. Delivering the sermon of Madina Munawwara, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was heard even in Nauhand. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam examined the incidents until judgment day through his blessed eyes. All these are the miracles of this power that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon these people. So viewers of my channel, if you want to attain the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you want to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then not only do those things that are fard upon you, we need to do nafal acts as well. We need to be getting up in the middle of the night and performing tahajjud. Viewers of my channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. We're going to take a small break now. We're going to have the daily kalam, inshallah. We've got another kalam for you, and hopefully we can listen to this kalam. And one of the ways of listening to the kalam is that we, you know, develop this love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, develop the love of Medina, develop of all these places, that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, ultimately developing these love of all these places is to develop the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and develop the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa khairul wara, ya Mujtaba khairul wara, ya Mustafa khairul wara, ya Mujtaba khairul wara, tum zaat-e khuda se na juda ho na khuda ho, tum zaat-e khuda se na juda ho na khuda ho, Allah ko maloom hai kya jaaniye kya ho, Allah ko maloom hai kya jaaniye kya ho, خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو, جب خاک اڑے میری مدینے کی ہوا ہو, جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو, جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو, یا نبی یا نبی یا مجتبا
مجتبى خیر البرا
آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا خود بھیک دے اور خود کہے منگتا کبھلا ہو خود بھیک دے اور خود کہے منگتا کبھلا ہو حسن اور چمکتی سی غزل پڑھ شاباش حسن اور چمکتی سی غزل پڑھ دل کھول کر آئی نئی ماں کی جلا ہو دل کھول کر آئی نئی ماں کی جلا ہو
صفا خیر البرا یا مجتبا خیر البرا یا مصطفی خیر البرا یا مجتبا خیر البرا
یا نبی یا نبی یا نبی یا نبی
یا نبی صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And today, viewers of Mother Channel, we're talking about those things that we need to try and do to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we mentioned so far that obviously we need to perform those acts, love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before the break, we were talking about those nawafil acts. You know, if only that, you know, there's things that are fard upon us. That are further upon us is to pray our 5 times a day namaz. But if only we can do the nawafil namaz as well. It is further upon us to pay our zakat. But if also at the same time we could do those acts, we spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we build a masjid or we build a madrasa. You know, in Dawah Islami building masjids, and alhamdulillah, yes, we are. You know, there are many, many places, even today in Pakistan, even though it's a Muslim country, there are many, many communities, many, many areas where there isn't masjids, and masjids are being built as the population is spreading, new societies are opening, new places are opening up. There is the need for so many masjids. So, alhamdulillah, Dawah Islami, if only we spent in this way as well. In the same way that, you know, if we did our nafl prayers, we needed our nafl zakat, and also our hajj. If you perform the hajj that is farz upon you, if also you were to make a habit, you know, or try to perform the nafl hajj as well. You know, and I mentioned it many, many times, viewers of the channel, that the Madani Inamat card, Amir al-Sunnat, gives us this card that you can download from dawatislami.net, which is basically those acts that you should try to do and try and refrain from doing and try and do on a daily basis. And in this, he mentions the nawafil acts that we should do. For example, in Madani Nawat number 16, he talks about Salatul Tawbah, that we should offer Salatul Tawbah, which is a nafil. In Madani Namat number 18, Nawafil after Fard Salats. In Madani Namat number 19, the Tahajjud Salat, Ishraq, Chash and Nawabin. In Madani Namat number 20, Tahiyatul Wuzu and Tahiyatul Masjid. These are all Nawafils that we should try and make a habit of acting upon. And may Allah give us the ability to act upon these Madani Namats and act upon these guidelines that we have been given. So viewers of Madani Channel, from this we can see that if we want to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if we want to attain the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then we have to, as they say in English, go the extra mile. Yeah, you need to go the extra mile. You cannot just do what is enough. If you want to really attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you need to go the extra mile and work harder, worship a little more, read more, and attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But similar, there is another way. We're going to give you another way of attaining of loving Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that is to remain patient. Have patience. Instead of making complaints on the difficulties and the troubles, you know, nowadays, the situation that we are facing, people are complaining, you know, why has this happened? Why is that happening? Why is this happening? We should remain patient in this time, you know? And Allah Azza wa Jalla likes those who remain patient. It is stated in Surah Al-Imran, ayat number 146. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation, and the steadfast are the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, we should get into the habit of being patient. And by this blessing, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we have the true love of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts. We need to develop this. That, you know, we keep on saying this. We need to be thankful. We need to be patient. And unfortunately, if you're not thankful and you're not patient, you can start uttering words that could take you out of the folds of Islam, where you're talking about those things and you're not being thankful of what Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed you upon. So again, remain patient. You know, whatever's happening to you, think to yourself that whatever's happening to me today, that it could be a lot worse for somebody else. Somebody else could be in a far worse situation than me. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me this situation, that I am so lucky, I'm so fortunate, that when people around me are struggling, I still have this. Yeah, and be thankful. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam has said that undoubtedly there is more reward on tribulations, and if Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a nation, so He makes them suffer from a tribulation. So the one who is content with His will, for him, His pleasure, and the one who is discontent for him, His displeasure. So whatever problems we face, in this dunya, then we should be content that it is the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And like we said earlier on, that the struggle that we face here, a few moments in paradise, and all of that struggle that we faced, it will be forgotten. Viewers of Madhani, we got a small message here that I just want to read out, and he is from a place called Mangochi in Malawi. Now, I've heard of Malawi, I'm not too sure of Mangochi, but mashallah, Rajubu Kamwendo from Mangochi in Malawi, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. Today's topic is very nice indeed. Jazakallah, please keep watching Madhani Channel. Keep not just watching this program, keep watching all the other programs. So viewers of Madhani Channel, we're talking on Rise and Shine about attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we need to start showing shukr. Be patient. Be patient in whatever calamity befalls us. And I think I mentioned it a couple of days ago, that someone, he wrote that, you know, that I asked for strength. Ya Allah, I asked for strength, but you give me problems to solve. And he later on said that, you know, whatever I asked for, Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't give me, but whatever I needed, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave me. And these problems, you know, what he meant was that these problems that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave me made me stronger. They made me a better person. So whatever situations you have faced, these tribulations that you're facing, they make you a stronger person. And there's an English saying, and they say with regards to problems, they say, if it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger. And this is true, viewers of Mother Channel, that whatever problems you face, whatever trials you face, whatever tribulations you face, it makes you stronger. And if as a result of facing these trials and tribulations with patience, yeah, if it brings you the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if it brings you the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then without doubt, you are amongst the successful ones. Allahu Akbar. Another thing is, you know, not having the love of the world. Yeah. If we have removed the love of the world from our hearts, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, that void will be filled with the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know? And that is another thing that we, as Muslims, a lot of us are doing, that our hearts are filled with the love of this dunya. We think that we're never, ever going to die. We think that, you know, we're here forever. But viewers of Madhani Channel, we all know we are fooling ourselves. We all know that we are going to die. And we need to change how we live in this dunya. Someone gave me a beautiful example once. He said that, you know, when people come to these countries, like here in the UK, if you come to the UK from a different country, you come here on a visa. And when you come here on a visa, what happens is on that visa, it will say that, you know, you can stay in this country until this date. Yeah. And eventually you'll get an indefinite stay. But in the meantime, a lot of people get these work payments, these student visas, whatever it is, and you get a visa. And what happens is when that visa expires, you're supposed to go back to your country of origin. But not everybody does. And what happens is some people stay here, they hide. And they, according to the government, are classed as illegal immigrants. People that have overstayed the visa and they are illegal here. Now the person who is an illegal immigrant, if you look at him, the way he lives his life is slightly different to the way a person that has got indefinite stay here, that's got a visa here, that's got a passport here, that's born here, whatever, they live their lives differently. And how do they live their lives? They live their lives in such a way that what they are doing is they're concerned. They're concerned that any moment now I could get caught. They're forever looking over the shoulder, yeah? Thinking, oh, the authorities are after me, they're gonna catch me. And what happens is they know that if they get caught, then what will happen is they'll be put into a detention center, and straight from that detention center, they will be sent back to the country of origin. So what they do is, whilst they are here, for this time that they are here, because they don't know how long it is going to be, they work as hard as they can. They try and make as much money as they can. They don't buy houses, or they don't buy gold, and they don't buy cars, and they work as hard as they can, 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, overtime, you name it, they do it. And what do they do? What do they do with that money? They send it all back home. They send it all back home because they are concerned that, you know what? If I get caught, I'm not going to get the chance to go to the ATM machine and take out any money. I won't have that chance, right? So why put it in the bank? It's pointless putting it in the bank, yeah? Because if I put it in the bank and if I get caught, I'm not going to get that. Allahu, that's how he lives his life. Viewers of Madri Channel, I'm going to ask you a question today. I'm going to ask you that. I'm not asking you, what are you sending back home? I'm asking you, what are you sending forward? Surely, we should live our lives similarly in a way to that illegal immigrant. That illegal immigrant, he is here and he knows that when he gets caught, he's not going to have the chance to go to the ATM machine and take £100 out. When we get caught, and we will get caught by the angel of death, we won't have the time, we might not have the time to perform one good deed. And you know, that illegal immigrant, maybe there's a change in the law. Maybe the law will change that, you know what, from today, all those people that are illegal immigrants, go and submit your forms and we'll give you nationality. We'll give you stay to this country, no problem. We'll have a change. We'll have an armistice and we'll change the law. But the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla won't change. The angel of death will come to us. So the question is, viewers of Madani Channel, what have we done? What have we done? You know, in the same way that that illegal immigrant is sending everything back home, what are we sending forward? You know, I'm not saying to you, you know, that you know, worship Allah Azza wa Jal and don't do any other things. You know, performing in a halal income, working hard to attain this for your family is also a form of ibadah. But, you know, we need to get a balance in our lives. We need to get a balance in our lives that, yes, we are earning money, but we're also worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal when we need to. We're performing those good deeds. We're trying to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're trying to get the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're trying to perform those acts that are not only obligatory upon us, but those acts that will attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, think about it, viewers of Madani Channel. If you have children, and if you say to your child, son, do this, and he does it. Son, do this, and he does it. Son, do that, and he does it. You'll think to yourself that, mashallah, he's a good child. But if your son starts to do those things that you've not told him to do, but he also knows that they will make you happy, then how happy will you be with your son? That your son has found out that you like eating a certain fruit, yeah? And without even asking for it, one day your son comes home and he says, Dad, Abaji, I knew you liked this fruit, that's why I brought it for you. Won't you be filled with happiness? Yes, you will. Because your son has gone that extra mile, he's done that extra bit. In the same way, viewers of Madani Channel, we not only do those things that are obligatory upon us, but do those extra things as well. Do those nawafil acts. Spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do those nawafil prayers. And inshallah, make a change. Yeah? Do the zikr, do the urad. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah, we'll get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani Channel, we've got a small package. A small package that I want you to watch, inshallah, azza wa jal. But stay tuned, we're still going to be here, inshallah, azza wa jal, until the end of the program. Don't worry, we're not going away, so you don't go away as well. So let's see the package, viewers of Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In our life, we set many goals and then work hard to achieve them. We educate ourselves to a high standard so that we can lead a happy and comfortable life. In doing so, many of us forget about the education that really matters. The education that secures our future both in this dunya and the world hereafter. that education is about having the necessary Islamic knowledge about our worships, about our manners and conduct, about our job or business, and every other walk of our life. Dawat Islami offers you a truly amazing opportunity to acquire that essential knowledge from the comfort of your own home and in the time slot that suits you the best, be it in the morning or at night, for half an hour or more. Yes, Madrasatul Madina Online offers this truly amazing service to educate the Muslim Ummah in their daily matters. There are a number of different courses ranging from the Holy Quran, both reading and memorization, Dars-e-Nizami, Islamic Scholar Course, Commentary of the Holy Quran, Knowledge of Hadith, New Muslim Course, Pillars of Islam Course, including Salah, Fasting, Hajj, Zakat, and many more interesting courses. In total, Madrasatul Madina Online offers 32 courses at present. If you have not yet enrolled, then call us on 0092-313-9292-992 or visit our website www.quranteacher.net for further information.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we had a package there from Dr. Zirak where he's talking about Madrasatul Madina Online. And yeah, it's another one of the departments of the Islam that's functioning and spreading all around the world. And the benefits of this are immense. Viewers of Madina Channel. Here in the UK, alhamdulillah, we have, throughout the UK, we have maybe approximately 60 buildings here in the UK. And in many, many of them buildings, we have Madrasatul Madinas taking place. We have Jamatul Madinas taking place. But even with that network, there are many, many places in far out places where people don't have access to these. And Dawat Islami has realized that these people don't have access to our Madrasatul Madinas. So let's go to them. Yeah, they can't come to us, we'll go to them. And how are we going to them? We're going through them through the internet. And these Madrasatul Madina Online, the amount of people that are learning online throughout the whole of the world, people are living in islands and remote islands where there are very, very small Muslim communities. But there, even there, viewers of Madina Channel, people are taking advantage of this. So in the same way, I think Dr. Zirka mentioned it, well, please avail yourself of these services. And another thing, I don't know if he mentioned it, that you know, no matter what time, and it's not just for kids, any of us can avail this service, that if you say to them, oh, I work the night shift and I come home and I'm asleep during the day, so I can't do it. You tell a time. If your time is 3 o'clock in the morning, inshallah, azawajal. If your time is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no problem. 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever the time is, you be the one that gives the time, and your Dawat Islami is here to give you the time. If you say that whatever time you wish, inshallah, we will make sure this happens. This service has been provided 24 hours a day, and it's been provided to every corner of the globe, alhamdulillah. And this is continued, so please avail these services. Not only that, viewers of Madina Channel, that's the Madrasatul Madina Online, but there are also many, many courses that you can avail online as well. And during this situation where you're sitting at home, instead of just scrolling through social media pages, instead of just, you know, wasting time, you know, doing things that, you know, not going to achieve anything, then either watch Madani Channel, yeah, or enroll in these courses, you know, improve your hereafter and improve yourself, inshallah. We're talking about those things that we need to do, those things that attain the pleasure of Allah. Let's learn them. Let's go and attach ourselves to a course. Let's go on an online course. Find out, there's a list of courses. I think there's maybe 40, 50 courses taking place. Find a course that suits you, the timing suit you, how length the course is, and do the course. And inshallah, you'll make a change for yourselves. We were talking a little bit behind the break, and we're coming to the end of the program, and I want to quickly mention this. We're talking about having the love of the dunya in our hearts. And if we try to remove the love of the dunya, we'll put the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala has said that the one who is made to drink the sweet drink of the world must have the taste of three things. One, such trouble that will not dispel his tiredness, such greed by which he will not be rich, such a desire which he will not be able to satisfy, because this world is one that demands and that is demanded. Therefore, whoever asks for this world, the hereafter will search him until he dies. When he dies, it will seize him. And whoever asks for the hereafter, the world will keep on searching him until he achieves his full quota of sustenance from it. Meaning that if you're running after this dunya, then you know how much How much do you need? How much your stomach's never full. Your bank balance is never. Nobody ever says. Have you ever heard anybody say, "Oh, my bank's full"? Nobody says my bank is full. Yeah. They always say, "Oh, my bank. You know, I need more money to put in my bank. I want to put more in my bank. More in my bank." The bank balance is never full. Our stomachs are never full. Our demands are never full. So, viewers of Mother Channel, please make a change. Make a change inside yourself that you stop searching, you know, for worldly things. Search for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, that if someone was to put the finger in an ocean, yeah, put your finger in the ocean and pull out your finger, the water that is on your finger, that's the dunya. The water that is in the ocean, that is the akhirat. And the question is, viewers of Mother Channel, what are we running after? Are we running after the water in the ocean? Or are we running after this? And that's where we need to change our mindset. That yes, I'm not saying that we don't need this. Yes, we need this. We need to strive in this dunya. We need to try, struggle in this life so that we can provide for our life. But at the same time, we need to prepare for our hereafter. So viewers of Mother Channel, please remember this, to make a change in our lives. And that's what Dawat Islami is here for, viewers of Mother Channel. So viewers of Mother Channel, remember your Dawat Islami. There are 107 departments acting all around the world. I could talk all day about the works of Dawat Islami, but time does not permit me. Viewers of Mother Channel, you've been watching Rise and Shine, and we've come to the end of the program today. Keep watching Madri Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.